Hello?
My bad, bro.
It's all good. All right,
let's go over here again. So the transfer, all right, 502. Sure. Okay, let's see. Let's try it again here. Told me a hang up transfer line. Do you mind three-waying her? It's not working on my
end,
bro.
I got you.
I appreciate you, man. I'll get with our IT side after and like, you know, but I don't want to keep you on the phone for like hours.
Hey, he didn't answer, so.
Okay.
I guess that's going to be me.
Well, what we could do, I mean, are you ready to set up the account now? And I just add her? Okay, all right, let's do it, brother.
Yeah, you can add her.
All right, so let's see here. Okay, what's the best address for you?
475 Landers Lane.
You said Landers Lane, or what was that again?
Landis
Lane. Okay, got it. That's in Mount Washington, right? Kentucky 40047?
40047, yes.
Okay, perfect. So 475 Landis Lane, Mount Washington 40047. Okay. Do you want that address showing or hidden online?
I want it to be shown. That's fine.
Perfect. Okay. We're showing it too. We're going to make sure to submit you to Apple as well, okay?
Okay.
That's perfect. Okay. Target area, how far do you want to target out?
All the way to Indiana.
All the way to Indiana. Okay. So we're able to do a 50-mile radius max. So does it sound that's a 50-mile?
50 miles.
Okay.
50 perfect. Miles is fine.
Awesome. All right. So let's put you in for the max. All right. And I'm adding a website on here. Okay. Services. So I know you mentioned them, but you're doing painting, property maintenance, like handyman work, right? And then also the move-in, move-out cleaning with post-construction cleanup. Is that right?
Yep.
Okay, awesome. Post-construction cleanup. Got it. Okay. And let's see. Okay, so the next step. Oh, this number, the 502-693-6634, that's the best number for your new clients to reach you at, right? David, that's the best number?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
awesome.
It is.
Okay. Do we want to put Angel's number as like a secondary?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay, perfect. So secondary number. Awesome. Okay. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to secure billing information. I'll read a voice verification to you outlining our service agreement that everything's month to month here, no contracts. Okay.
Okay.
And then I'm going to schedule your client interview with your assigned technician. We could try to do this for a time that you and Angel are together even, and that's
but
where
that
they go through the keywords, the website, all that fun stuff, you know?
It would be like around 5:30 this afternoon.
Okay, perfect. So 5:30, hold on. Let me get that booked in before we lose it, okay? They don't have a 5:30 p.m. They have a 6, though. Will that work?
That's fine.
Okay, so there's only one more slot, so I'm going to book it in right now, okay? Give me one quick second. Okay. You're going to get an email.
But I can go ahead and pay for it now, right?
Yeah. I'm going to get that in a second. I just want to get this client interview booked in, so it's good to go, okay? So sometimes they fill up really fast, so I don't want to lose it. One sec. Okay, that's booked in. So I sent you a calendar invite, too. It'll say local / CI, which means client interview, and EN for English. 1 hour before the appointment, you're going to get an email reminder and a text reminder as well. So you'll know it's coming. Okay?
Okay.
And what I do too, as long as I'm not on the phone with another client, I'm going to call you first just to introduce you to the technician. Okay?
That sounds good.
All right. And I know they deal with three-way calls all the time too, so if we need a three-way or in, we can do it. the card you'll be using to secure the position with today, is it your name on the card, the business name, or both?
It's my name.
All right. David Strasberg, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, perfect. Billing address, is it the same 475 Landis Lane?
510.
It's 510 Landis Lane?
Yes.
Okay, hold on. So the billing address is 510 Landis Lane? Is that accurate?
No, it's 475 Landis Lane. Lot 10.
Got it. 510. Okay. So 475 Landis Lane, Lot 10. Is that right?
Lot 10, yep.
Lot 10. Got it. All right. Third time's a charm for me, brother. All right. And let's see. The card, is it, I know you said it's a PayPal, but is it a Visa or a MasterCard?
I think it's Visa.
Okay. It should start with a 4 then. I'm ready for that card number when you are.
4031-6309-5233-5809.
Expiration date?
0729.
All right. And the CVC code? 981. All right. So what I'm doing now is coding out the card, assigning the package to your technician for the client interview, processing the payment, and I'm going to read this voice verification to you now. Heads up on the voice verification, it's going to ask you a few questions that I already asked, okay?
Okay.
All right, so it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance. To outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and this is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
My business is DNA Painting.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Say that again.
Please state your name and title within the business.
My name is David Strasberg. It's a painting service, construction cleanup, and...
I got you. You are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Perfect. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Perfect. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date. That's July 26, 2024 in the non-refundable discounted amount of $249 for the Platinum package. Okay. When the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 26th day in the amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement anytime by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, we ask that you contact client support 3 days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
Perfect. Now, I got an error code on billing, so give me one quick second here. All right, so name on the card, it's David Strasberg, right?
Yes.
Okay, billing address, 475 Landis Lane, Lot 10.
Yes.
Okay, the card's coded out for security purposes, but it shows me the expiration date of 7/29. Is that correct? Okay. 7/29. The CVC code, the three digits on the back, right? So it's 981. Is that right?
981, yes.
981. Okay. So that's all correct. So let's can you repeat the card number back to me one more time?
Yeah. It's 4031.
Okay.
6309.
Okay.
5233-5809.
All right. Before I code it out this time, I'm going to repeat it back just for make sure I have it right. Okay. So I have 4031. 6309.
Uh-huh.
5233.
Yes.
5809. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. So let me update. So everything's accurate. So let me try to process payment again. One second.
It went through. We declined the purchase.
Yeah, it's not showing it on my end. It's saying decline. So it might make you approve it on your end.
Okay. Took my phone.
Let me know when to run it again.
Okay, you should be able to do it. Okay. I don't know why it's declining.
Yeah, let me try to process. Let's see what it says here. Yeah, no go. Give me 1 second. Let me message our billing department real fast.
I should be able to do it now. I just accepted all the transactions.
Yeah. Okay. Give me 1 second here. All right. So let me delete and recreate the invoice. Hold on. Or no, because you accepted it, right? So let me just try to process it again. It'll just show three declines on there and then one approval if it goes through, you know? And just make sure.
Yep, it went through.
Okay, awesome. Mine's still buffering, but yeah, it just went through right now. Okay. So you'll see, I'll show you on your invoice, it'll show four charges, but only one actually went through, okay? I promise you.
Okay.
So, okay, so we already have that client interview scheduled. Now, a few more questions for the tech side. They want to know your preference normally. Do you prefer phone calls, emails, or text messages from us?
Probably be better if it's text.
Text? All right, that's the most common one I hear for sure. Just so you know, they do all three, but I'll put text messages preferred, okay?
Okay.
All right, so I got the radius here. Facebook, do you currently have a business Facebook page?
No, I'm going to make one.
Okay, got it. So we actually include where we'll create you one, and we make you the owner of the page, okay?
Okay.
So
okay.
You have a personal page, right, for Facebook?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to send you the ownership of your business page. So give me one quick second. Let me just find your personal, though. Da-da-da-da-da. Okay, it's under David Strasberg out of Mount Washington, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay, perfect. Let's see. Do a search. Just try David Strasberg, see what comes up. Western Kentucky University? No, right? Or
No.
Yeah, I don't think that's you. Okay, so what I want you to do, can you pull up your Facebook page for me?
Yes.
All right, let me pull mine up too so I could just walk you through it. So when you get the page pulled up, you're going to see it'll say Facebook. It'll have, like, your profile picture, and it'll say what's on your mind. You're going to want to go ahead and click that profile picture.
Okay.
All right. Then you should see, like, mine says Dan Nelson, add to story, and then it has the three little dots. Go ahead and click those three little dots.
You might not do that. My Facebook page, is it, would I go to my...
I'm trying to get you to get your profile link, basically, so you could text it over to me. So to get there, you got to get the profile settings, and then at the bottom, it'll show you, it'll say copy profile link.
Okay. Create a new profile page.
No, sir. So go ahead and go to your actual profile page, right? Where it'll have it has like your cover photo, it has like your picture, and then it says your name.
Okay, I'm there.
Okay, do you see where it says add to story?
Add to story, yes.
Okay, so to the right of that, there should be three dots.
Three dots. Okay.
Click on that. Yep. Okay. Now, if you scroll to the bottom after clicking the three dots, it'll say copy profile link.
Okay. Got it.
Awesome. Okay. So copy it. Like, click that. Copy the profile link. And then our text thread, like where I've been texting you from, go ahead and reply by pasting it in there. And then what I'm going to do is attach it for your technician. Now, just so you know, we don't go into your personal page at all. They're going to send you an ownership for your business page that they'll create for you. Okay?
Okay.
And then once you have ownership, like when you normally log into Facebook, you'll be able to toggle from your personal and your business page. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And remember, this comes with Meta ads too. So you're going to have Facebook retargeted ads with this.
Okay.
Okay. All right, I got it. Perfect. Okay, so let me just attach that. for your tech. There we go. Okay. The business, is it currently licensed and insured?
Yes.
You said yes? Okay. So let me attach that. Okay. So let me walk you through these emails, okay? So we sent you 3 emails from Local Splash Support. You have an action needed email, welcome to Local Splash, Local Splash initial invoice. Can you pull up the initial invoice first?
Which one was that would be? That would be the one.
It'll say Local Splash Support, and then it's titled Local Splash initial invoice.
Is that in my email?
Yeah, in your email. Yes, sir. Start getting the notes.
Okay, did you send it to me?
Yeah, it should be from Local Splash Support. There should be 3 from Local Splash Support. You'll see like action needed, welcome to Local Splash, and then Local Splash initial invoice.
I haven't gotten nothing yet.
Okay, let me double check the email. So it's strasburgdavid@gmail.com, right?
Right.
Okay. So do me a favor, check your your promotional mail. Or even like the junk mail, right? Like see if it fell into there.
Okay, it's via spam, right?
Yeah, check the spam just in case.
I haven't seen nothing in my spam yet.
No spam. Okay, so only thing I could think then is I have the email spelled wrong. So give me one quick second. I'm going to shoot you a text right now with the email address I have for you. And just do me a favor, just check, make sure I have it spelled right.
You're forgetting 23.
23. Okay. Got it. So, strasburgdavid23@gmail.com. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to resend these emails right now to the right email. All right. Give me 1 second here. All right. The other, whoever has that other email address, they're probably like, what the hell is this? All right, here comes the Local Splash initial invoice. Let me get you the welcome email, and I'm sending the action needed email to, where is that one? Here we go. All right, this should be coming through right now.
Got it.
All right, awesome. So pull up the one that says initial invoice first, Local Splash initial invoice.
Initial invoice? Okay.
Yes, sir.
Click here?
Yeah, go ahead and click where it says click here. That's going to take you to a screen that says Local Splash Terms of Experience, okay? This has everything you're paying for in writing, which is everything I went over with you, but just to kind of recap it, Google Business Profile Optimization, Google Business Profile Access. That's the
okay,
mat section.
Login, username, or login.
Okay. Let me jump over to that. Okay, username is your phone number, okay? So 502-693-6634. No spaces.
No password.
Password, all lowercase letters, all one word, best internet. So B-E-S-T, like best.
Yeah.
Internet. So I like Igloo, N like Nancy, T like Tom, E like Edward, R like Robert, and like Nancy, E like Edward, T like Tom.
You said T as in Tom, right?
Yes, sir.
This is incorrect, invalid condition.
Okay, so it'll be, here, I'm going to spell it out, okay?
Okay.
You ready? All right, B sure. like boy. Oh, this is all lowercase letters, too, so no capitals, okay? Yeah. Okay. So the first letter was B like boy, then it's E like Edward.
Okay.
S like Sam.
Okay.
T like Tom. I like
okay.
Igloo.
Okay.
Or Indio. N like Nancy.
Okay.
T like Tom.
Okay.
E like Edward. R like Robert.
Okay.
N like Nancy.
Okay.
E like Edward. T like Tom.
All right, I went through.
Yeah, so it's going to say we're working on your account. Check back in 2 to 3 days. Basically, after the client interview, they'll have all this stuff filled in. Okay? Now,
okay.
What you want to get a jump on, it'll say if you want to add some photos, click here.
Yeah.
If, go ahead.
Andrew's got the photos on her phone.
Perfect, perfect. So just share the login credentials with her. And I'm going to show you, do me a favor, go back to your emails and go to the email that says welcome to Local Splash. I'm going to show you how to always get back to your dashboard.
Okay. Welcome to Splash.
Yeah.
All right.
So say, hey, David, welcome to Local Splash, yada, yada, yada. Okay. At the bottom, if you scroll down, you're going to see your username, your password, and the link to be able to log in, okay? So I would just share
okay.
that with her, okay?
Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah, just share it with her, and that way it's like super easy to use. She could always call me, too, if she has questions. Now, last email, and this is really the most important email, okay? You're going to have one that's titled Action Needed, Pictures Needed for Google Verification, okay? Go ahead and pull that one up. This email, so let me explain. These pictures are not pictures that we use for your website or your Google listing or Bing or Facebook. These are pictures we use for what's called an advanced verification through Google because we found it gets you higher, faster placement on Google. Okay? So it's going to ask you for tools and or equipment, work vehicle, business license insurance, business card, yada, yada, yada. Anything you have on there, right, you want to submit it. Anything you don't, just skip it. Okay?
Okay.
So the way to add it, it'll say url.localsplash.com/Google. When you click on that, it'll have you fill out the form, and we submit that directly to Google for advanced verification. Okay?
Okay.
So I know when you sign up, you get a bunch of emails, so I always like to prioritize it. That action needed email is the most important. The next most important thing is getting the photos in your dashboard. That way we have them for the website and all that good stuff. Okay?
Okay.
All right, so just work on that over the weekend. And your client interview today, I have it scheduled between 6 p.m. and 7 p.m. That call is going to come from our 877 number. Okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
All right, this is going to be great for you. Congratulations, David. Make sure you save my number in your phone, too. If you ever have questions, don't hesitate to call me, okay?
Okay.
All right, brother. And that call today, too, is going to be from our 877 number. Are you going to be with Angel, or should I notate for them to three-way her in?
No, I'm going to be with Angel.
Okay, awesome. If you happen to not be, I'll let them know, like, a three-way may be needed, too. They do three-ways on their side all the time, so I'm sure they'll be able to. Okay? All right, and what will happen is 1 hour before the appointment, you'll get the email reminder or text reminder as well. That call will come from our 877 number, and I'll try to be available, too, to introduce you to the tech. Okay?
Okay, sounds good. I appreciate it.
Awesome, David. Congratulations, brother. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll talk to you later today, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. All right, you're welcome.